And if there was
a god,
the god was am. Was intent on keeping us in his belly forever, twisting and torturing us forever.
Human, this is my drug incident for you.
Our 109th year in the computer.
The body of Gorister hung unsupported. Head down. It had been drained of blood through a precise incision made from ear to ear in the latter jaw. Reflective surface of the metal floor. Am had duped us. Had had its fun. It had been a diversion on the part of the machine. Three of us had vomited. Turning away from one another in a reflex as ancient as the nausea that had produced it.
Gorister! Plastered upside down against the wrong niche.
Before we caught the look of relief on Ellen's warm, concerned face.
What is it?
Smear. Nimnox lower lip trembled and he bit it hard trying to stop it. There was the smell of matted wet fur in the cavern. There was the smell of charred wood. There was the smell of dusty velvet. There was the smell of rotting orchids. There was the smell of sour milk. There was the smell of sulfur, of rancid butter, of oil slick, of grease, of chalk, dust, of human scalps.
Sea green light suffused the cavern where we made camp. Ham provided punk and we burned it, sitting huddled around the wan and pathetic fire, telling stories to keep Benny from crying in his permanent night. Benny drooled a little and snickered. Benny was beating the floor with a large hard fist. He was not happy. His eyes were two soft, moist pools of pus-like jelly. Am had blinded him. And then Benny's mouth began to drool, and he flung himself on. And he flung himself on Gorster.
Benny was eating Gorister's face.
Gorister
wrapped around him with powerful monkey legs, crushing Gorister's waist. His hands locked around Gorister's head, like a nutcracker, in his mouth ripping at the tender skin of Gorister's cheek. Gorister screamed with such jagged-edged violence that stalactites fell. They plunged down softly, erect in the receding snowdrifts. Spears. Benny's head pulled back sharply as something gave all at once, in a bleeding, raw, white, dripping of flesh out from his teeth. Gorister half conscious, Benny now an animal. I knew Am would let him play. Gorister would not die.
Benny would fill his stomach.
I drove the great ice point ahead of me like a battering ram, braced against my right thigh. It struck Benny on the right side, just under the ribcage, and drove upward through his stomach and broke inside him. He pitched forward and lay still. Gorister lay on his back. I pulled another spear free and straddled him, still moving, driving the spear straight down through his throat. His eyes closed as the comb penetrated. Ellen must have realized what I had decided. Even as fear gripped her, she ran at Nimdok with a short icicle as he screamed and into his mouth, and the force of her rush did the job. His head jerked sharply as if it had been nailed to the snow crust behind it. I knew we had only a heartbeat before Ab would stop us.
It struck her, and she folded toward me, bleeding from the mouth. I could not read meaning into her expression. The pain had been too great, had been toward the good things. There was an eternity beat of soundless anticipation. I could hear Ab draw in his breath.
His toys had been taken from him.
Some hundreds of years may have
taken from his own peace of mind, I suppose.
I am a great, soft, jelly thing, smoothly rounded with no mouth, with pulsing white holes filled by a fog where my eyes used to be. Rubbery appendages that were once my arms, bulks rounding down into legless humps of soft, slippery matter. I leave a moist trail when I move. Blotches of diseased, evil gray come and go on my surface as though light is being beamed from within. Dumbly, I shamble about, a thing whose shape is so alien a travesty that humanity becomes more obscene for the vague resemblance. Inwardly, alone, in the belly of Am, whom we created because our time was badly spent, and we must have known unconsciously that he could do it better. And yet, Am has won. Simply, he has taken his revenge on me.
I have no mouth, and I must scream.